Hello, and welcome once again to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and for the next few minutes, very important information that you can use to support your good health. And keep in mind that we're always updating the information here on NaturalDocRadio.com, so you can be sure to get the latest information that will allow you to maintain your good health and avoid those different diagnoses that tend to be related to pharmaceutical use. That, okay, here's your diagnosis and here's the pill to take care of that diagnosis. Well, what we want to do is keep you diagnosis free. And the first subject that I want to cover this morning is something very near and dear to my heart, and it is paying attention to the pesticide use here in the United States and keeping not only your body environment, but the world environment supported in a very helpful way. And here in the United States, we have the EPA. The Environmental Protection Agency. Well, I think possibly we might have to rename it, because as I view it, they're not doing a whole lot to protect our environment. Recently, they approved a bee toxic pesticide, cyantraniloprol. A systemic pesticide that is toxic to bees. And what I'm going to say is, in addition to being toxic to bees that we can see, my guess is, and it is only a guess, it is also toxic to those living organisms in the soil. You know, the earthworms and all of those different squirmy little things that we don't necessarily like to come across, but are vital to maintaining healthy soil. And if we want healthy crops, health-supporting foods for us to eat, we have to maintain healthy soil. So this new pesticide, we know it's toxic to bees, and it has been allowed to have certain limits, and these limits were set by the EPA, residue limits on vegetables, berries, almonds, and in the foods that are given to dairy cows. So ultimately there's a residue in our milk and dairy products. And it is also approved as a seed treatment. So not only is it being sprayed on our crops, but it is also being used as a treatment for the seeds for those crops. Cyantraniloprol has been known to cause liver toxicity, and it alters the stability of the thyroid. Now, this is based on testing on rats, but that's where we do a lot of the testing of toxic substances on rats. And even though it is not directly poisonous to your thyroid, it does alter how your thyroid is working. It is an endocrine disruptor. Well, if you've been paying attention lately, our rates of hormone imbalance, our rates of infertility, any number of different issues with reproduction, very much a significant problem for many people here in the United States. So here we've got identifiable endocrine problems across a wide portion of our population, and the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, has approved yet another chemical substance known to not only cause toxicity and death in bees, but also is a known endocrine disruptor. So pay attention to your foods. My suggestion, choose those foods that are organic. If you are choosing dairy foods and eggs, you want to make sure that you're choosing organically provided dairy and eggs. As much as possible, you want to make sure that your fruit, vegetables, nuts are all organic. And then for sure, make sure that your poultry and meat choices are organic, wild-caught fish as well. Remember that you want to concentrate with regard to the wild-caught fish on those very, very small fish because they have minimal contamination with some of the toxins that are found very commonly in our oceans. So that was my kind of soapbox discussion for today here on Natural Doc Radio.